During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 5/27 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Welcome to part two of our conversation with Sean Warren about learning to sense. Let's go back into the area you were starting to get into when you had that investigation, one of the first ones with Cody. At I believe you said it was an area where there was a massacre of an Indian massacre. Is that what you said earlier?
That's correct.
Okay. Yep, that's correct. So you're going around there and you said you were making factual statements that people were kind of raising eyebrows at. Like, how do you know this? Tell me what that was like. I mean, what was that experience like? What were some of those statements that you were making, and what were you feeling when you were in fact getting confirmation, you know, out of the gate that, yeah, what you're saying is accurate. You're not just, you know, spewing things out of your mouth.
Not knowing the location, like, mm-hmm. we were feeling energy, right? Like, we walk in and I'm like, God, I feel this cold spell or this cold spot. Pull the, or one of our meters, it's the K2, it's a EMF detector.
Yeah.
Sticking in that area and it's going in the red. I was blown away by it because, again, this is my first experience. I'm going, what the heck is this? Like, how does this feel so natural to be able to feel and sense the energies around me, as well as being able to bounce it off my buddy, my I'll call him, you know, my spiritual brother, and him and I understanding. It got to where, okay, we were with a very seasoned paranormal team. Again, this is my first and Cody's second investigation. We walk into this area and I'm like, I just feel like there's a bunch of entities down in this canyon and they're kind of watching us. And apparently we were next to a tree that was had it was known to have a lot of activity by it. Mm-hmm. And so I'm asking questions. I got like five or six of these paranormal people that are on this team we were asked to. And I'm doing all the investigating, right? Like, I got the K2 meter. I'm asking questions. And I said, you know, I can hear you. Can hear the rustling down in the canyon. And I said, you know, I can hear you. Can you come up close to me and talk to me? All of a sudden, I hear this scrambling up towards me. And then I feel a static that's in my face. And my K2 is in the red, meaning it's at its highest level on the reading. Mm-hmm. And these seasoned paranormal investigators, one of them grabs my elbow in a like shock that, oh my God, you asked this thing to come up this hillside and here it is. And we can hear it like scrambling. It was unnerving. It was unnerving for me, but I held my ground. But it was things like that is we were hearing drums. Like, we were hearing in the distance drums in this canyon. And I'm like, there's no one out here but us. So yeah, it was really, my mediumship wasn't really at the extent of it is now. So I wasn't, it wasn't as strong. I wasn't picking up specific entities because I just wasn't aware enough. So because that was probably about 13 years ago. But again, I was still, I think that Cody and myself, when we go into a location, we really energize the location. Cody's very intuitive, very empathic. He's borderline medium. He hasn't claimed it. He's a Reiki master, but so he really understands energy. So when we come together, it's just really crazy. And it's always been that way.
Over the years, and you said, at the beginning, that's where you were, and all these years later, it's improved so much. How have you, what is the process as far as improving your abilities or honing in on things where you can really get down to specifics the way that you can today versus what it was like 13 years ago?
Fundamentals, man. I'm going back to what started me into the metaphysical world. Meditation. Calming the mind, because the mind is it's a great thing. It keeps us protected, but the mind really wants to create obstacles for you to not really connect well. Again, we're back in back when we were young as human beings, we were chasing dinosaurs, or they were chasing us. It's the fight or flight. Mm-hmm. Our brains are still like that.
Yeah.
So for we're constantly looking for reasons in the mind not to do things. But I think I lost my thought process there. But no, I think that that's what happens is we get caught up in our thoughts, and I think that's what stops us.
Yeah.
Did I make the point?
It makes sense. I mean, I consider myself somewhat empathic, but I my problem is my mind is going 1,000 ways every second. So I rarely am able to sit down and really feel a lot unless my mind is calm, which is rare. And that's the thing. I feel like I could be better at it if I could find a way to do it. And I've had so many people say meditation, meditation, meditation.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, great idea.
But so the beautiful thing is meditation is not just this in between the lines thing.
Yeah.
If you're into fitness, if you're into, sure. You can meditate any type of way. And so a lot of my clients, when I'm giving readings as a mountain man medium, I find myself coaching people on just really simple techniques, because it's easy to go, oh my God, my mind just went off in right field and give up. Mm-hmm. I can't do this. This is impossible, blah, blah. Well, guess what? Every other person that tried to meditate, the same thing is happening.
Sure.
So I try to teach my clients to not be so hard on themselves. Go, okay, the mind does that. Say, okay, it's okay. And bring yourself back to focus. Mm-hmm. I try to really help people. It's really about the breath, because the breath is the essence of who we are, and it brings us life. Mm-hmm. So I try to remind people when you're meditating, it's about watching the breath, focusing on the in-breath in through the nose, exhaling through the mouth, and focusing on that. So when you're focusing on your breath, the mind's not off wandering. It's focusing on the breath. And if it does, again, being gentle with yourself and bringing it back to center and going, it's okay, that's normal, mm-hmm. I'm going to move on.
And that's one of those things. And the way my mind goes when I've attempted meditation in recent years, my mind are like, well, why are we doing nose mouth? Why can't I go the other way? So yeah, I start questioning it as the process goes on. And it's like, was that a cat I just heard? And it's like, we don't have any, there's no cats. Okay, nose, mouth, but why the nose and mouth? I feel better the other way. And then that's my problem. It's slowing it down and stop analyzing every damn thing around me. I mean, that's my motor.
The nice thing is capturing that, right?
Yeah.
Seeing that, okay, my mind's doing that.
Yeah.
And that's okay, because my mind does that.
Exactly. I mean, I know what my problem is. It's just, I mean, it's like you can, look at other people and help them and give them advice, but you look at yourself and go, oh yeah, maybe I should do that myself. And that's half the problem. Let's talk about when you're out there in the field and, you're able to sense these things. You're able to sense, tell me about what it is you're sensing when you are out there and you're helping people. Is it always who someone asks or is expecting to be getting messages from or communicating with? Or are people oftentimes surprised by who you're picking up that is, in fact, right by them and has been trying to communicate for many, many years?
So in the medium ship side of things is the Madman Medium. I do. So that happens often because a lot of people, I tell them before I give them a reading, I say, listen, you drop all expectations because I'm not in charge. Spirit is. And spirit meaning whoever I work with to communicate with the ones that they love. It could be a loved one that have passed away. It could be, but it could be them higher selves too, things that are keeping them from moving forward. So I find myself like, hey, you know, whatever your expectations are and what are you expecting from this reading, please step away from that because the ones that need to help you the most are going to come forward right now. And 9 out of 10 times, any type of questions or thoughts or people that they wanted to come in will come in. But sometimes they'll come in and be very brief, but then they'll say, you know, these are some of the things you need to do to help bring your life to more fulfillment. Because right now, the way, and this is kind of going off on a little bit of tangent, but right now, the way the planet is, it's time for us to find fulfillment in our lives. And I think a lot of the loved ones show up, and surprisingly enough, some of the ones that they would want the most to show up don't. And those, I sometimes I'll deal with people that lose a loved one that had been, it had been a recent death, and I won't be able to pick them up. I have my own theories on what that is or some intuitive thoughts on that. Maybe it's the situation that they lived in and it's a healing in the other side because I don't believe that we leave our bodies and then we're all knowing. I don't believe that. I believe we continue to learn. We continue to expand. We continue to become a higher and a bigger and an expanding self of our own. So I think, yeah, I think... yeah, I forgot my point. Yeah, no, it's the expansion of who we are.
Sure. When let me ask you this. How do you deal when you're on an investigation? And obviously the, you know, demon and negative stuff gets overplayed a lot on television. But, you know, there are certainly cases and times where you're at a location and things aren't, you know, hunky dory. And it is kind of negative. How do you interpret that? How do you handle that sort of energy? And I'm not saying it has to be a demon, but, you know, if you have a case like that, you know, tell me about it. Or it could just be, you know, it was a negative entity, person, whatever it is that that's still kind of hanging around.
So I like what you said, because demons are far and few between. Everybody wants to make everything a demon. And I'm not saying that that's not real, because I actually had an experience. And it was very early in our paranormal field. But again, I don't think that it happened by chance. I think because of who I am and what I do, I light up a little bit differently being a medium. And man, it doesn't matter if you're good or bad. That you know, they want, if they see somebody like me, they want to try to get its attention. We were in the paranormal. We just started doing investigations, and we with that group I was telling you about when we did our first investigation, we actually started branching off and had a, another small group. And we were at a location. It was actually a cemetery, and we'd been there before and we had some really weird things go on. But this time we went, it was during the day, and we were just basically scouting for how we were going to bring in the team. Well, we went up into this location because I felt drawn to go up there, and we got our meters, but all of a sudden I felt something, a bad feeling, like, man, I don't feel comfortable right now. And I felt like almost something was over my shoulders and blanketing over me. I go, something's on me, bro. And he had a K2 on him, EMF detector, and I put it next to me and it went right into the red, which told me obviously something is on me. Attachment, if you will. So again, normally when we go into a location, we go in with a prayer and then we close it with a prayer. Our mindset that day wasn't, we weren't in an investigation, we were scouting. So we never went in with a prayer and never left with a prayer. So we just said, well, let's just get out of here. Well, you know, people go, oh my God, I got possessed by a demon. That, it does not work that way. When it comes to something like that, an attachment, what they try to do, and this was, luckily I knew a psychic medium at the time, but it was a gradual thing. It started with depression. And I was like, why am I depressed? I don't have anything to be depressed about. Then I found myself being oppressed. Like, I didn't want to go out. I didn't want to talk to people. I didn't feel comfortable even in my own skin. I couldn't express who I was feeling. And I want to, again, this happened in a good 2 months period. And my Cody can contest to this. He was like, I was turning into somebody different. Mm-hmm. And then towards the end, I was finding myself, I could close my eyes and see myself like screaming and with black eyes and with all this hate. Out of the blue, again, I believe that we're all being, you know, we're all being watched over. Out of the blue, my I had a friend of mine. He was a psychic medium from Ohio. He had come out and did a course some months previous. And, you know, we were okay. We weren't really close. But all of a sudden, his girlfriend out of the blue texts me to let me know that he was in Sedona and asked how I was doing. And that was totally outside of what she normally does. Mm-hmm. She never contacts me. And I'm like, well, I said, now how am I doing? I'm not sure. And I started explaining to her some of the things that I was feeling, some of the things expressing her what was going on. And she goes, oh my God, it sounds like you might have an attachment. She goes, I'll call, and I won't say his name online on sure. this episode. She called him up and he contacted me and he's like, where the heck have you been? You have a demonic attachment. And I was like, are you freaking kidding me? Again, that scared the crap out of me. But I honestly believe that everything happens for a reason. Mm-hmm. But when he told me that, he's like, listen, you know, when you go to sleep, I'll work on you. And when you wake up, you'll be fine. I said, okay, fine. Again, I was terrified. I'm going, oh my God, you know, this is insane. So I went to go to bed a couple hours later. And as I laid down, all of a sudden my ears started ringing. And I'm going, and then all of a sudden with my, and again, I wasn't very intuitive at that point. I wasn't a strong medium at that point. I was just getting into it. All of a sudden I saw clearly three angels come in. And then I felt a physical inside my body to where I felt like my innards were moving around. It was really strange. And then I got this feeling of I needed to push everything out and into the ground. Because again, I thought those practices during meditation is the ground. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden I felt like almost like, I think you could even hear a little pop. And after that happened, I felt all this divine, like I felt very emotional, like very loving beyond anything you can really explain. Mm-hmm. I think it was something I felt when I was growing up, when I spoke in tongues, I could feel this unbelievable love and nourishing and caring about it, the situation. And it brought tears to my eyes. Mm-hmm. I went to sleep from that point on, woke up, and everything that I was going through was completely gone. I was back to normal.
Wow.
Craziest thing.
I mean, did that give you any pause to continuing down the road you were going in terms of, wow, this could go bad really quick without you even, you know, really trying to, you know, invite anything like that in?
It feared me. Yeah. It feared me a lot. I actually stepped away from paranormal after that. Mm-hmm. For a little while. It wasn't very long, but I had realized, and at the time, in the timing of it, my daughter was with me. She had spent the summer with her mom and she came back. So it scared me. I felt like, you know, this is scary. I don't want to put my daughter in a situation. So it made me really think about the whole thing. Mm-hmm. But as time progressed, I wasn't so involved with the paranormal at that point. I started studying more of the mediumship side of things. So then I kind of stepped away from that. But as I was working on the mediumship side of things, there was I don't recall how it became into my awareness, but I understood that situation. So I understand the most divine and the most loving side of things, which is really what I practice with my mediumship. Mm-hmm. But also I had to be exposed to the most darkest side of things so I could understand both sides of things. I don't think, again, in my awareness, good or bad, it's not even about good or bad. It's about balance. Mm-hmm. It's about having a life experience to have what you need to grow. And I think it was exactly what it was supposed to be. It wasn't by chance I had that happen. And now I can stick my nose in any dark location and know that I have this divinity that is keeping me protected from anything that might cause me harm.
How do you handle it when, in terms of mediumship and you're giving a reading or talking to someone, and this is kind of an interesting situation, when information is coming across to you that you know may not be the most pleasing to the person that's going to be receiving it, whether it be a negative message or something that they may not necessarily want to hear? Is everything just laid on the table? Do you ever get messages that are like, wow, that's really kind of scary? And, you know, it gives you pause to say, should I tell them this?
So with spirit, my experiences with spirit, there's no doom and gloom. There's always hope. There's always beauty. There's always, it'll point out, like, here's some things you're dealing with and some of the things that happened to you. It's the way you bring it in, right? You have to be understanding that some of these things that people are coming to you is trauma that was created, right?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there's been a lot of trauma with people, a lot of the clients that I've dealt with, especially recently. So those traumas is you have to express it in a way that isn't hurting and damaging. Fortunately, I've taken a couple courses just because study, even though a lot of this stuff is more natural.
Yeah.
It happens naturally. But again, how you express it and how you bring it to the client is a practice. So I don't know if you've ever heard of Lisa Williams. She's a very good psychic medium from England, and she's been around for several years. I took a couple workshops with her, as well as James Van Praagh and the Ghost Whisperer. He created the Ghost Whisperer. I did a course with him. So they teach you some of those fundamentals. So you're not damaging when you're doing a reading, because it is really about healing.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting, because I always kind of wondered that, like, what happens, you know, in that sort of a situation, or does it, you know, you're not necessarily getting messages going, by the way, you're going to be in a car accident on Thursday and lose your limb, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay.
I don't, spirit doesn't work like that with me. And that's more of a psychic thing. And okay. I do, and so there is a difference between mediumship and psychic abilities. And again, I'm very psychic as well,
sure.
But I like to try to get everything from spirit. Mm-hmm. So if anything, that's all mediumship then, because spirit's saying this is the most possible thing that's going to happen in your future, determining on the direction you're going. Right. So we all have free will. We all have a choice. And all it takes is for us to make a choice that kind of gets us off our path, if you will. But I truly believe spirit also kind of nudges you back, because your path is what you want to do. And if your higher self, which is the one that created this environment, will always try to get you back to where you're completely back on the lessons learned.
That wraps up part two of our conversation with Sean Warren about learning to sense. A big thank you to him for joining us on the program and sharing his experiences with us. Until next time, for the Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.